Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Your limiting beliefs and mindset about elite are a facade. It is not anything that's real. What is real is that if you choose to focus on this, you have the ability to be elite as a human, as a professional, as anything you want in your life. If you are...
My name is Johnny L. Sasser, and I'm a former Special Operations U.S. Army Ranger and Tactical Commander to the U.S. Ambassador's Protective Detail. I have seen the struggle even the most hardened men have faced when they combat their inner demons, and I am here to shine a light on those struggles to show that no man is exempt from adversity and internal pain. Men from all walks of life share their stories of hardship, darkness, and perseverance so that every man knows that whatever he is going through, he is not alone. Evolution for Men begins now. This is a Soulfire production.
All right, everyone, welcome back to another episode of The Art of Masculinity. One of the things that you guys have seen, well, maybe you've seen if you follow me on Instagram, is that I address elite a lot. And a lot of people believe eliteness is out of their reach, that if they didn't start this at a young age, they can't achieve it, right? Like all the elite people, in whether it's a singer or an actor or an athlete or a musician, they start at very young ages. Well, that's not the case, right? Like eliteness can be cultivated at any point in our lives. And I want to go over here, this because I want to start in this place and then I want to end in this place. And where that place is persistence and consistency. Those are the only two things that create an elite person. And what does that mean? Well, that means that you are too dumb to quit, which is something that I pride myself on. And I firmly say about myself all the time, when I believe in something, I am too dumb to quit. And then consistency to continually train that feature, so it becomes a level, you can become a level of elite in it, which means that you have to focus on the fundamentals and your foundations, right? So taking that and saying, if anybody can become elite, or let's agree that all people can become elite, because there was no difference between me when I became an Army Ranger to you now. There wasn't. I was 17 years old. I had no concept of elite. My concept of elite was professional athletes. And I just was there and continued to show up every single day. One, I had no choice, but two, I continued to show up every single day and I was too dumb to quit, especially even when I went to Ranger Battalion. When I was at Battalion, it was harder than all the training I had done and I was just too stupid to quit. I was like, I'm here. I've already made it here. I am not leaving this and I will show up every single day until these skills become very good that I am at the status in which I can serve my brothers, but also serve this mission at the level that we were supposed to be serving it at. So elite is something that isn't just handed to people. People don't just show up in the world and all of a sudden they're elite. Just like leaders. Leaders don't just show up in the world and all of a sudden they can lead. Doesn't work that way. It is cultivated and it is built. And that is something that we have to understand, because everybody that's listening to this podcast, everybody that is trying to do this self-development work, the idea is to create this better version of ourselves. But that better version of yourself is elite in what they're doing. They're the top 1%, right? But we have that ability to do it if we look at our lives in a way that everything external to a profession still has the ability to be treated as a profession. Remember that. You can look at everything in your life and say, how do I become a better father, husband, man, person? How do I become a best version of that? And that takes us on our next journey for being elite, which is that nobody is exempt from having to do the work. There's not a single person in a professional capacity, whether it's, again, musician, athlete, celebrity, race car driver, whoever it is, there is nobody exempt from doing that same work. Guess what? They just showed up every day and did it. And most of you stopped, or most of you did not want to do it because it was work. And you are like, well, I don't want to do work. But guess where that's getting you? It's getting you to a point of frustration. It's getting you to a point of feeling less than or lack or unfulfilled. So what can we do at this point? We can start to learn that if we want to become elite, we need to be persistent and consistent. And that means that you have the opportunity to take this on and take the challenge yourself. There's nothing standing in your way. Your limiting beliefs and mindset about elite are a facade. It is not anything that's real. What is real is that if you choose to focus on this, you have the ability to be elite as a human, as a professional, as anything you want in your life, if you are persistent and consistent. Nobody is exempt from that. It's just very few people show up to do that work. Very few, which is why it's considered the top 1% of any industry. Even as human beings, I would venture to say the top 1% are elite human beings. And that's because the fact that they are persistent and consistent with being objective, with always wanting to learn, with wanting to build their foundations, with wanting to understand fundamentals, with also looking at weaknesses. And that'll be another piece that we get to here in a second. But as we become more persistent and consistent, we raise our levels of our foundational skills. And you've heard me talk about this. It's one of the cornerstones of my business. It's one of the cornerstones of what I speak about. But when you drill your fundamentals so much, your baseline becomes so high that it doesn't matter what happens. You're so high with your foundations that it is always a strength in any environment. Okay. That is the first piece. That is what makes people elite. I've told you this repeatedly. I will tell you again. In Ranger Battalion, it wasn't because of the fact that we were elite, that we were better than everybody. What it was that we trained so consistently on the fundamentals that when everything around us collapsed, we were able to respond with such a high level of foundational skills that it far surpassed anybody we were engaged with. That's what made us elite. On top of that, it allowed us to build complexity so we can harden those skills to then become higher levels of baselines. You see where I'm going here? Everybody has that ability. This is where we can really harness the understanding of what makes somebody elite and say, how do I apply this to my life? How do I take this and say, okay, Johnny, I get it. You've been preaching about elite. You're going to continue to preach about elite. You're going to tell me my foundations suck. How do I get there? Well, first and foremost is to decide what areas of your life you want to become elite, right? I would venture to say it would probably be in the areas that are going to make you happiest. So that's where we start. We need to focus on that. From there, once you take that level of identification of what you want to work on, and I would highly, highly stress compartmentalizing. So like probably one thing, maybe two, but don't go past that because the majority of you are going to fail. The shotgun approach does not work in this capacity. It's harnessing that individual space in your life that you desire to be elite and then focus on that. And when you get to a high level of foundational skills where you feel very strong in that area, it doesn't mean keep working on it. And it doesn't mean drop it, right? So this will be the next piece. But once you feel strong in that area, so for instance, if I'm like, oh, I want to be more well-versed on the masculinity space and be able to have in-depth conversations with not only intellects, but also the average person so I can shed a light on what masculinity is. If that's my goal, which personally, that has been my goal. If I'm going to become elite in that, what do I have to do? I need to read. I need to understand. I need to look at any of the scientific literature of studies. I need to look at sociology. I need to look at psychology. I need to build an arsenal of information that is collectively centered around masculinity. And I need to constantly also be writing my own thoughts on it. And then I also need to be constantly having conversations on it. You see where I'm building this? It's not just one piece. The reading is one of that. But then I am placing other pieces on top of that to harden the foundational skills of my knowledge and base, right? And so once I do that and I become strong in that field, I can say, cool, now I feel to a level of efficiency and effectiveness. And I feel that at this point, it's about maintaining, right? So we build that strength to such a high level that now it's maintaining that skill. So it's implementing some of the philosophy that you took to get to that point and then allowing that to still be implemented, but maybe not to the level in which you did to get to that strength, right? To get that foundational level. Now, this is the key. And this is what makes people elite on top of persistence and consistency is that they then take a look at their weaknesses and say, how do I improve in those areas? That is what makes them elite because now they're starting to gain skills that well around them and create them, if y'all can say it with me, adaptable. This is what makes them adaptable, which makes them elite because they have strengths in every area of their life that is applicable to the overall goal, whatever that means for you. Hey everyone, want to take a quick second here and let you know about my new book, Design the Man Within. It is all about getting the everyday man the tools he needs to start becoming a better version of himself, but also becoming a man who loves himself and impacts the people around him positively. Go ahead to designthemanwithin.com and get your copy today. I am very proud of this book, and it was the book I needed years ago when I started my journey. And so I hope that it can be that door-opening book for every man out there to start his own personal journey with tools and tips that I've used to help grow through some of the darkest times in my life to become somebody who looks at the man in the mirror and loves who he sees. So make sure you head over to designthemanwithin.com and get your copy today. So at this point, that's saying, okay, now how do I shine a light on these weaknesses, perceived weaknesses within me, things that I don't feel strong in, right? If you want to not put as much of a negative connotation to it, things that I don't feel as strong in, how do I put a spotlight on those and then now do the same process that I did around masculinity to that area of focus? And that's what we do. The problem I see with most people is we shy away from weaknesses. We want to sit in the strengths because once we hit the level of that's a strength, we get comfortable. And then we say, that's my niche area. That's where I'm going to stay. And then we never get back to the discomfort of learning. We never get back to the discomfort of challenging ourselves. And we never get back to the competitiveness that we need to thrive and become elite with our own human being, who we are. And so in all of that, we have to take that moment when we feel the strength in an area to say, cool, Johnny, this is great. I love this. I feel strong. I'm comfortable here now. How do I maintain that skill and then look at my weaknesses? I've done that my whole life inadvertently. Inadvertently, I will say I've done this my whole life. And also on top of that, now as an adult, as a man of 36, I look back at those things and say, oh, I was doing that. I was doing it subconsciously and now I get to do it consciously. And so my goal now as a man is to look at the areas of my life for improvement and then say, okay, how do I learn, focus, and build that foundational skill up so I can be better in that? And then also raise up the overall man that I show up as so I'm more well-rounded and I'm even more adaptable to life. How do I do those things? And so that's what I look at doing is challenging myself in those ways, because if I sit in the comfort, I will get comfortable and I will not grow. And many of you are sitting in that position right now. You're sitting there not wanting to grow because of the fact that you're like, oh, thank God I made it. I made it here. I'm strong. I made it to this place. I'm good to go. Like this is the level in which I'm comfortable at. And like, I don't want to keep working anymore. I don't want to have to start over. Trust me, I had that mindset. I honestly did. I had this mindset for the longest time where I would sit there, and especially after I got out of the military and especially after I got out of protection, I sat there and didn't want to one, read, right? Like this is a big lesson for me and a big turning point in my life, but I didn't want to read because I had felt like I had already done enough of that. I already, at this point, had a master's, had a bachelor's degree. I'd done a lot of hard training in my life to prove that I could do anything I wanted to and have grit. And I wanted to coast and rest on those laurels. So what did I do? I sat back in comfort. I lived day in and day out in mediocrity. And where did that put me? If you know my story, you know that that put me into a failed marriage. That put me into a struggling relationship. It put me into a lot of drinking. It put me into a negative mindset. It put me in a place that I wasn't happy in. Because the fact that I rested in comfort and I felt like I earned where I was. The thing is life is not about earning one thing or another. It's about living. And if you put in the time to be good at something, then take that, continue to be good at that, put in pieces that allow you to continue to harden that skill, and then shift to the weaknesses to continue to create a better, more fulfilling, well-rounded life, well-rounded individual. That is the challenge to you. I think that is the best place for any of us to be, because at the end of the day, you're never, ever, ever going to be the best at anything. Now, you can be elite because that just means you're in this top tier percentage, but you're not going to be the best. There's always going to be somebody better than you in specific areas. And that is just a fact of life. And at the end of the day, you can still be elite and still be very proud of where you're at, and also be well-rounded and adaptable if you just are consistent and persistent and you are putting in the time to focus on multiple areas of your life as you continue your journey through life. So then you can feel, when we start to feel strong enough that any environment is an environment that we can excel or thrive in, life becomes way more enjoyable. And that to me is the importance of elite. That's why I love this conversation. That's why I want everybody to be there, is because when we can do that, man, the world changes for us. Everything in our environment changes for us, and things just become less scary. Things become less hard, because guess what? The difficulty in life is because of the fact that, one, we create a perception of difficulty and we create a perception of insurmountable odds. But number two, we become terrified of having to do the work it's going to take to be successful in those environments. But if you're already adaptable because you've built these skills on the side, when you get to that place, you're going to be like, oh no, this is great. You're going to say yes to more things. You're going to experience life a lot more fully. You're going to be able to be present because you're not thinking about what you have to do, and you're allowing the skills that you've created to be the rudimentary fundamentals for you. I think I just did a redundancy there, but the fundamentals for you. So then all of a sudden you just react at such a high level that you aren't afraid. And you're also excelling past every majority of the other people. So this to me is a big skill set, not because I want you guys to be like me. And I still have a lot of areas to improve in. So don't think I'm saying that like, oh, I'm elite in every area. No, I'm a child in a lot of areas of my life. I'm clumsy in a lot of areas of my life, and I'm learning and working on those so I can be strong in them. But like me, when I say like me, that's what I mean. Somebody who's looking towards those weaknesses and wanting to work on them, and so I can be more adaptable in these environments. If you look to find life that way, because I want people to be that way in the sense of just being able to be adaptable, I want you guys to have happy lives. I want you to be confident in who you are. And this is part of how we get there, is by looking at ourselves with the capability to be elite. So make sure you guys take some notes on this and just remember these two things: be persistent and consistent, too dumb to quit, and train every day on what it is that you want to be strong in, and then create a process in which you can maintain that and then look to the weaknesses to bring them up to that similar standard. All right, guys, I hope you enjoyed this episode of The Art of Masculinity. And make sure, if you guys have not gotten it, go to designthemanwithin.com. Order your book today. It's my new book on helping us to design the man within. And it comes to you from a place of, it was the book that I needed 6 years ago when I started this journey. And it's the book that I believe the everyday man needs to see that it is possible for him to improve his life, his internal conversation, his internal connection, and to the connection of those in his ecosystem, and also to show him that he's not alone in his struggles. He's not alone in his internal thoughts, that there are a lot of us that have those, and myself included, and giving them tools, those men tools, to say, okay, let me address this. So make sure you go to designthemanwithin.com, check it out, grab your copy today. It is available for purchase and receipt. We are fully published. So make sure that you guys are going, grabbing that, give yourself the opportunity to read it and change your life in 4 hours or less. Like, in all reality, it's not a overly comprehensive piece of literature. It is going to change your life in 4 hours or less. Give yourself that opportunity. I think you deserve it. I hope you believe you deserve it. So check that out. All right, guys, as always, remember to become a higher caliber of man.